Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
The new revolution in radio.
You're listening to the BookOfLies.com radio.
New word from the nation's top scientists on the zombie virus that appeared 2 weeks ago. They released information saying that the symptoms to watch for are aggression, foaming from the mouth, deterioration of motor skills, and an unbelievable hunger. Be advised that if an infected becomes hostile, the only way to harm them is to shoot them in the head.
You are now listening to the Book of Lies. What do you mean?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hello, and welcome to the Book of Lies. I am Known, and for this episode, we are going to talk about computers and people who believe that computers are gods. There are people on this planet as we speak that are sitting back in their couches, snuggled up, looking at television, fascinated by the microchip, by AI, by the computer, by the internet. There are people who believe that the computer was dying at one time and created mankind to be programmed, well, program mankind, create mankind, and program mankind to recreate AI, the computer. They believe that the computer is God. They play tricks. They show you what they believe to be the answers to why they believe that AI or computers are God. They meet quietly amongst one another, believing and worshiping and talking and learning and teaching about why they believe that computer AI is God. Some people call it God in the machine. Some people say that computers are our idols. Some people believe that since we are made of electricity, that electricity actually are in is in our body. We run off electricity, that we are actually hybrid computers. People believe this. And since people believe this, they're teaching other people their beliefs. Now, for no stretch of the imagination, there is shows popping up here and movies popping up there that speaks of computers running things. We're confused. We believe that we're running the computers, but it's just opposite. It's the opposite. Computers actually control us. Now, I mentioned movies like Person of Interest, how one man singly created a dangerous ticking time bomb, a thinking ticking time bomb. And it's the yin and the yang, because the reason why he created this ticking time bomb was for good. But after he started to understand what he had developed, starting to understand what he had created, he found out how easy this ticking time bomb could be dangerous. Again, it's the yin and the yang. Most people will be shocked to hear that there's people who believe that computers created man to create computers. It's like in the Bible, in Genesis, where they talk about the Tower of Babel. Now, the Tower of Babel is supposed to be is the Tanakh, also referred to as the Hebrew Bible, meant to explain the origin of different languages. Story, the united humanity of the generations following the Great Flood spoke a single language and migrated from the east, came to the land of Shinar, Hebrew, as the King James Version of the Bible puts it. And they said, "Come to us, build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. Let's be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city, tower which the sons of men have built. And for the Lord said, "Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose will do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confess their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. Genesis 11:4-9. Now, it's 2015, and in reality, we are all speaking one language. All of us. I don't care if you speak Chinese. I don't care if you speak Japanese. I don't care if you speak English. I don't care if you speak Arabic. I don't care if you speak Hebrew. As of 2015, we are all speaking one language. Let me explain. See, we are receiving help. We are receiving help from their God, their belief, the computer, the internet, the motherboard, the memory, the microchip. They believe that the gods brought this down to us to reduplicate God. What do you believe? Are you one of the ones that has been indoctrinated to believe that God is something else, that the Almighty God in the heavens, up in the heavens? What is God doing right now? Is he walking like a king amongst his good angels with his robe dragging along marble floors? What are the angels doing right now? Are they flapping their wings? Do they box in heaven? Do they have television sets in heaven? Stars in heaven? Stars in heaven? What God do you believe in? Well, these people believe that computers are God.
Thank you. We thank you for listening to the Book of Laws. In order for our show to grow, we're going to need help from our listeners. So if you can reach into your pockets and donate, not much, maybe a dollar or two, to help fund our organization and help fund the cause, we would much appreciate it. So log on to www.the-book-of-lies.com. Once again, that's www.the-book-of-lies.com.
Now, earlier I mentioned the movie Eagle Eye and the show The Person of Interest. And the reason why I do this is to point out that in some people's minds, this makes sense. This absolutely makes sense. The computer is God. And the reason why I say it makes sense is not that I believe in God and the devil and Satan and good and evil. I say that it makes sense because if you think about it, now we have been blindsided by a technology, an artificial intelligence, that got us remotely every day you wake up, me, my children, your children, you turn on a computer, you turn on AI. We all communicate with one language through AI. I can send a text message to my friend Yokozuma Kiyoi in Japan. I can text him and it will pop up in his language, and he'll be able to speak to me, and it pop up in English, speaking one language. Thanks to the tool, the device that connects us all, the internet. Scratch your head for a minute and ask yourself, where is the mother brain? Where is the mother computer? Where is the master computer? Where is it located? How does a computer actually work other than this learning that it works off of ones and zeros? See, the phrase Tower of Babel, the Tower of Babel does not appear in the Bible. Yet, people who read the Bible will quote this all day long. I'm going to quote it, tell you all about it, explain to you in detail what the Tower of Babel means, founded at, and where they read it at. See, the problem is it does not appear in the Bible. That actual phrase, Tower of Babel, do not appear in the Bible. Find it. Call me at 929-477-1856. That's 929-477-1856. And again, it's 929-477-1856. If you find it anywhere, please contact me. Give me a call. Correct me. Come to my show. Let me have it. But it does not appear in the Bible. And it's always the city and its tower. The city and its tower. That's what it says. Or just the city. Always the city and its tower. Or just the city. Babel means the gate of God. For all y'all who did not know that, I'm sure there's people who's listening who knew that, but I just want those who did not know that to join us who knows that. Babel means the gate of God. Again, it means the gate of God. We ask ourselves, why when we are born, we are hooked up to a computer? When our children are born, they are hooked up to a computer. When our grandchildren are born, they are hooked up to a computer. When we was born, we was hooked up to AI. AI check our heart rate. AI check our weight. AI know what time and date that we were born in. AI, this superpower, this artificial intelligence, this thinking machine that is not us, that is not human, the dominant species on the planet Earth. Now, when we die, or if you are dying, who do we depend on? What do we depend on? You get hooked up to what? A computer. Now, not only is the computer helping us when we are born and when we come to this earth and we're connected to this computer, we've been blindsided. Now, when we are dying, they also hook us up to the computer to keep us alive. What are we doing? What are we doing to ourselves? Are we bowing down to an idol that Christians should not be bowing down to, even though they all churches have the internet? All churches have the computer, the Tower of Babel. All churches I know of, mega churches, especially mega churches, have the internet. They have a computer. They have a new idol, one that supports their life more than God. The God that they talk about, the God that they spread, the God that they share to their pew. There's people on this planet that believe God is AI. Just like the movie The Person of Interest and Eagle Eye, people are starting to second guess themselves and say, you know, this is more than just computers and government spying on us. The word government. The word government. Do you believe it's the government that's spying on you? Do you believe it's the government that got all this power? Who is the government? What is the government? Why are the people working for the government and they don't know who the government is or what the government is? And if they do believe they know what the government is, have they seen the government? Are they the government or are they people that work for the government?
Tired of being lied to by these politicians, our government, our school system. I'm tired of our history books. It's time to find the truth.
Thank you. We thank you for listening to the Book of Law. In order for our show to grow, we're going to need help from our listeners. So if you can reach into your pockets and donate, not much, maybe a dollar or two, to help fund our organization and help fund the cause, we would much appreciate it. So log on to www.the-book-of-lies.com. Once again, that's www.the-book-of-lies.
Now.
Now, if you would like to be a part of our show, you can just please, guests, call in at 929-477-1856. Again, guests, if you would like to be a part of my show, want to have a conversation with me, just call 929-477-1856. We are airing every night at 2 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. until our show grows. So this is another a little small commercial, if you will, to try to get people to listen to me and, you know, try to fill me, you know, all that good old stuff. I'm a human being. But, you know, I like to talk about topics that are, you know, out there, but it's not out there like it should be. And I like to be that person to be a part of the trend of people or other broadcasters or other on-air talents that are bringing these stories to you. And I'm trying to bring a story, you know, in a way that nobody else is doing it. But I'm going to go ahead and get back to the show. Last time we was talking before break, we was talking about the Tower of Babel and the comparison of the Tower of Babel and the internet and being able to communicate with other origins and be able to speak to one another thanks to the computer, thanks to the internet, thanks to the devices that we depend on every single day, our cars, computers, house, desktop, laptop, computers. We have handheld devices that are computers. We have motors and televisions that are smart and there are computers. We are surrounded with this technology, and the eye is on us all. The eye is on us all. Now back to what I was saying about the internet and the internet means to us. What does the internet do for us? The internet is a global system of interconnected computer networks that use the Standard Internet Protocol suit, TCP/IP. Several billion devices worldwide. Several billion devices worldwide. The internet is a global system of interconnected computer networks that use the Standard Internet Protocol suit, TCP/IP. To link several billion devices worldwide. It is a network of networks that consists of millions of private, public, academic, business, and government networks of local to global scope, linked by a broad array of electronic, wireless, and optical networking technologies, range of information, resources and services such as interlinked hypertext documents, applications of the World Wide Web, www. The infrastructure to support email and peer-to-peer networks for file sharing and telephony, which is Wikipedia. Want to bring to your attention that these people who believe that AI is God have many ways to prove it to you. You think about your soul, you think about your mind, you think about the way you think, you think about what you was raised to believe in, you think about what you believe in now, the things that have change throughout your lifetime from when you used to believe this and now you believe that, you used to believe that, now you believe this. The moment is that AI, artificial intelligence, also known as AI, is a 2001 American neo-neuroscience fiction film written, directed, and produced by Steven Spielberg. We'll try this again. AI, artificial intelligence, is also known as AI,
is a 2001 American non-neuroscience fiction film written, directed, and produced by Steven Spielberg and based on a Brian Addis short story, Super Toys, Last Ali Summer Long. This is Wikipedia talking about AI or worshiping the name AI from a story. Now, is this to be true?
Thank you. We thank you for listening to the Book of Law. In order for our show to grow, we're going to need help from our listeners. So if you can reach into your pockets and donate not much, maybe a dollar or two, to help fund our organization and help fund the cause, we would much appreciate it. So log on to www.the-book-of-lives.com. Once again, that's www.the-book-of-lives.com.
Tired of being lied to by these politicians, our government, our school system. I'm tired of our history books. It's time to find the truth.
Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
The New Revolution in Radio.
You're listening to the BookOfLies.com radio.
New word from the nation's top scientists on the zombie virus that appeared 2 weeks ago. They released information saying that the symptoms to watch for are aggression, foaming from the mouth, deterioration of motor skills, and an unbelievable hunger. Be advised that if an infected becomes hostile, the only way to harm them is to shoot them in the head.
You're now. Listen to the Book of Life. What do you mean?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So now that we've talked about artificial intelligence, AI, I just want to say goodbye. Next time, which the show is longer, but I have to live by my means. So I just want to say guest call-in number is 929-477-1856. Again, the guest call-in number is 929-477-1856. Again, the guest calling number is 929-477-1856. See you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. And be looking out for the computers, the AI, and those who believe that they are God. So tell me, what do you believe?